Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in. It is Grant and Danny on Christmas Eve. Toby Altizer in alongside Linnell Willingham. Or I'm Rudolph today with the old sweater.
You're rude, all right. What's up, Tobes?
What are you? Are you the Grinch, Scrooge,
Santa?
What are you?
I am an angry man. Always.
An angry elf.
I'm not in the I'll be very real about this, and people are going to take this and run with it. I'm not in the holiday spirit.
So you are the Grinch or the Scrooge.
I wouldn't say I'm the Grinch or the Scrooge. I'm just not feeling the love. You know what would make me feel in the holiday spirit?
Not watching Josh Johnson tomorrow?
Yes. That's why I'm not in the holiday spirit. How could anyone be happy about Christmas? The Commanders ruined Christmas.
Yeah, by the way, like we should feel comfortable
and
in
Halloween,
this scenario
and
because last year was the anomaly.
Yes.
Where we're talking about a winning football team. Right now we're going to be talking about quarterback situation and what the heck is going on. Shouldn't that be like going home for the holidays? Like that's what we're used to.
It sucks. It's awful. But I am such an addict for watching football, period, that I watch every second of it.
Of course.
And suffer and complain and pretend to be angry when in reality I'm having fun.
I am going to be at Northwest Stadium tomorrow watching very bad football.
Are you going to be in the building?
I'm going to be in
tomorrow
the building.
Tomorrow for the massacre?
Yes.
We're going to make some bold predictions a little bit later on in the show, and I'm going to give the best tease ever because I'm a trained radio professional. There's a certain team.
Well, you're a national guy now. So.
Well, easy, pal. There's a certain team that is going to play tomorrow that primary colors are burgundy and gold. Their offense, I predict, won't score. And
nothing
I'll tell you why at 5:30.
Okay. We'll talk about that coming up at 5:30. Got plenty of other stuff coming up. Ben Standig going to join the show coming up at 3 o'clock. Substack, Last Man Standing. Scout the Opponent coming up at 5 o'clock with Donovan Lewis from The Ticket down in Dallas. Always taking your phone calls at 800-636-1067 on the day before Christmas, Christmas Eve. I do want to get into the Sam Hartman thing in just a second. But last night was another episode of Hard Knocks NFC East. And I'm telling you right now, Linnell, I know people are looking at these final two games. A lot of them are looking at draft position, and they're like, oh, just lose out. Linnell, I'm watching the end of that thing last night, and they're unboxing these stupid NFC East champ hats for the Eagles, these T-shirts, and I wanted to barf.
Yeah.
And for it to happen at Northwest Stadium.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you right now, if I have to watch Hard Knocks next week, and it was cool, yesterday Tress Way was on with G&D talking about how the cameras were in there when they announced him as a Pro Bowler, so I think that's going to be a fun moment. If they lose to Dallas tomorrow...
When they lose to Dallas tomorrow?
Maybe when they lose to Dallas tomorrow, I might have to turn it off after that. Because watching a celebratory locker room at Northwest Stadium for the Cowboys on Christmas might make me puke even more.
This is just another layer of a season that has been from hell. This is probably... In terms of watching them, this is probably the worst time I've had watching this team. And it's crazy because it's coming off of last year, which we had the viral moment of the Hail Mary and all that. Like, that was the most fun I've ever had watching the team. This is probably the least amount of fun. I would rather watch John Beck play in some random indoor stadium in Toronto and get literally obliterated by the Bills than watch this group.
You had no hope, right?
I didn't know any better.
And you were going to get dashed anyway.
Exactly.
Now, you had hope and it got dashed.
Thank you. That's tough.
Look, I've already watched Josh Johnson start for this team years ago. I didn't want to see it again.
Can I say something here without – maybe I'll wait till 2:30. Because I am ready to just start unleashing things. Josh Johnson, we watched it. First of all, this team got outscored by damn near 100 points in the preseason.
Yeah.
And they decided, you know what? That quarterback play was so good that we got from our third stringer that we'll bring him on the active 53. He shouldn't be in the NFL anymore. Cliff Kingsbury was asked a brilliant question by our pal Liam Griffin. And Liam asked, well, what is Josh Johnson's superpower? His superpower is being bad. He's not good. He should retire. What we saw in the interception that he threw last weekend, that's all I need to see. The worst interception I've ever probably watched in real time. He did all of the quarterback no-nos in one play. All of them.
Yeah. Late, back to the other side of the field, underthrow on an out route. Yeah, terrible.
I don't know what he was thinking.
Maybe it's a little different with a week of practice.
This is my whole thing. Oh, if he gets reps. The dude's been getting reps for 15 years. At what point?
His whole career is reps.
He is a career practice player.
He's the scout team quarterback. That's
literally a professional scout team quarterback.
I do want to get into the Sam Hartman discussion. We'll do that in just a couple of minutes.
Again, we're going to let it loose here today.
We should be comfortable talking about this stuff because we've talked about garbage quarterback play in this city forever.
Yeah.
So
it's all we know.
This is more comfortable than talking about elite quarterback play.
Yeah.
But I do want to start with this. It is Christmas Eve. I want to ask a couple of Christmas questions. And we can ask the guys behind the scenes as well. Daris, Metal Chris filling in for Corporate Clary at home celebrating Christmas Eve. Because, you know, corporate guys, they can't work on Christmas Eve.
No, they cannot.
You know, they got to spend a lot on their kids for Christmas. I don't know that Ryan has any kids, but...
That we know of. that we know of. You got to watch Ryan nowadays, man.
You know, he's got to make sure he's that everything's ready for Christmas.
You know.
So let's start with a couple of Christmas questions. Daris, if we could play some Christmas music under this, I feel like we can get in the mood. We got to get, by the end of the show today, we got to make sure Linnell's ready for Christmas. It is tomorrow, after all.
Can I say something ignorant? I'm asking the show's permission. I know this is the property.
You're going to do it a lot today.
This is the property of one Grant Paulson and one Daniel Ruya.
Yeah. What do you got?
Why isn't Jaden playing?
Well, that's not a Christmas
question. If Marcus Mariota's hurt,
that is a Christmas question.
I'm just angry about the world.
Let's save that.
I'm angry about life.
I want to ask some Christmas-related questions. Linnell, what is your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, my gosh. The one thing that I actually do like about Christmas this year, I was actually hearing this song on the way in today, Chris Brown, This Christmas.
Okay.
Daris, Metal Chris, anyone got a file? Do you need me to give a rendition?
I don't want that.
No, nobody wants that.
Yeah, I don't think anyone wants that. But, Daris, what do you got? What's your favorite Christmas song?
I guess I'm kind of a basic Nelly. I just like Jingle Bell Rock, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you sing it for us?
No, I'm not.
No.
The singing is saved for special occasions. This isn't one.
You know what I was thinking? We could do a bit next year, and we could save this for G&D. We should record ourselves singing Christmas songs for Reed.
Oh, goodness. Wow. That's actually a tremendous
bit. How funny would that be? It's too late. It's Christmas Eve, so it's too late for it this year. But I think that'd be fantastic.
We'll put it on the calendar for next year.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Danny probably has the best vocal ability of the show.
I think you sleep on Daris.
Oh, I'm...
I will say, have you sung live on the radio before?
Of course. I do it all the time when I do the Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin that illusion. I've sang live on the radio before. I'm not doing it today. But I have sang live on the radio before, so I'll take my chances.
I did one against Jeff once. We did a baby back ribs sing-off once on the B. Mitch and Finley show.
Fantastic.
By the way, Jeff was, another hot take.
I crushed him. I'm just going to say I crushed him.
Ribs, the most overrated meat.
He's saying ridiculous things today. Metal, what's your favorite Christmas song?
So, have you guys seen Spinal Tap?
No.
All right, well, you should. It's an awesome, hilarious comedy movie, but they do a goofy song on there. It's like a metal version of a song called Christmas with the Devil.
What?
It's so dumb.
Hold the hell on. What type of oxymoron song? Christmas with the Devil.
That's the joke.
Do you know the prefix of Christmas is
Yes, that's
Christ?
The joke. That's the joke.
Oh Holy Lord. Night by Josh Groban.
It's a comedy, man.
Oh Holy Night by Josh Groban is the best. Holy That's my favorite. Favorite Christmas movie. I'll start us off. Elf clears everything. Elf is something that if I don't watch any other Christmas movies, which I'm not a big Christmas movie guy, like Home Alone's great.
Yeah.
Santa Claus is great. Other these movies are great. But I don't have to watch those. I have to watch Elf. And I usually watch it multiple times. I've already watched it once. I think I'm going to watch it again tonight. Elf is my go-to.
Can I ask a genuine question? What constitutes a Christmas movie?
Are you going to try to say Die Hard?
Well, no. I was...
I mean, it's a pretty simple...
Does it come out on Christmas and have Christmas vibes?
Yeah, it's a Christmassy movie.
Fat Albert is my favorite Christmas movie. It came out on Christmas Day.
Are we allowed to say Gremlins 2?
Huh?
Gremlins takes place during Christmas as well.
I don't know that I've seen either of those.
You've never seen Fat Albert?
I have not. I also don't view that as a Christmas
What's wrong
movie.
With you?
But I feel like you're disqualified for that answer.
Like,
Die Hard being a Christmas movie is more legit discussion than whatever you just brought.
Fat Albert? It's literally you can't save all my problems. You can't solve all my problems. Go back in the TV, Toby. No file.
Here's another question for Christmas. Are gift cards an acceptable gift?
110%. The only gift that I can afford.
No, they're cheap. No. Unless the person only wants them, no.
You think it's not an acceptable Christmas? So if I get you a damn gift card, what, you're not going to take it?
Yeah, I'll probably give it to someone else. Honestly.
I think it's a little ridiculous not to think gift cards are acceptable.
Yeah.
Ryan and I were just having this discussion. Actually, I'm not going to throw Ryan. Someone and I were having this discussion the other day.
After he just told about me
about a gift that they had received that they're like, eh.
I don't think there's such thing as a bad Christmas gift. I don't believe in that. The fact that you have the kindness in your heart to do something for someone else should be... all that matters.
It is the thought that counts. I'll give it that. But there are bad Christmas gifts.
Yeah, there's some bad ones, man.
But when you think about gift cards, at least I can buy whatever I want.
Exactly.
So I don't have an issue with that.
But I think with gift cards, I'm not talking about those rinky-dink Visa cards. I'm talking about knowing your recipient. What do they like? Outback, Cheddar's, whatever restaurant you like. Dick's Sporting Goods, if you're like a golf guy or something like that.
Yeah.
I think that's a totally acceptable gift.
Last one.
Did you see the stare that I gave Metal Chris?
White Elephant or Secret Santa?
Huh?
You know what a white elephant is? Or Secret Santa? You don't know either of those?
Is that an elephant that is painted white?
It's like office party.
Yeah, so like it'll be like
I'm joking.
Christmas
I know
party
white
game.
Elephant.
Okay, good.
It's like, no. What is white elephant? I'm embarrassed.
If the four of us had a gift exchange and we all bought... Generally, you do kind of funny, somewhat useful things,
mm-hmm.
and then you go around and everybody opens gifts, and you're bartering to keep gifts and all these
you
sorts
can
of things.
Steal them from each other.
Yeah, versus Secret Santa, I might get Darius, and I have to buy him something. You might get Metal, and we don't know who's buying gifts for who, but then you're at least buying something for someone. I like White Elephant. I think it's fun.
I still don't get it. Why is it called White Elephant?
I have no idea. No idea why it got White Elephant.
Why isn't like White Reindeer, like the official mascot of Christmas? Reindeer?
It's valid.
I couldn't tell you why it's called that, but it's what it is, man.
Well, yeah.
But it's White Elephant. I prefer White Elephant. What about you, Chris? Because you actually know what's going on.
Yeah, they did a White Elephant on the Junkies the other day when I was doing their holiday show last Friday. I did not participate because I'm not part of the show, technically. I was just running sound. But it's pretty fun. I mean, it was funny seeing... The gifts were more like...
Were those four rich guys?
Yeah, but it was like representative of like their personalities. Like you could see like what they were buying.
Well, I like when it's like gimmicky and fun. Like I had one a couple years ago.
Mara bought this terrible gift that like everyone's trying to like reverse steal.
Yeah.
Like it was...
Yeah, yeah. I like... You know, you buy fun stuff. Like for one with a couple of friends years ago, I bought like a glass set of drinkware with Golden Girls all over it. Like dumb stuff like that. Or I did one with family a couple years ago and got a coffee mug with a giant picture of my cousin's face on it.
Wow.
Like dumb stuff like that.
You sleep on the Golden Girls, by the way.
Somewhat useful.
You sleep on the Golden Girls.
We'll do our best to get Linnell in the mood later. Of Christmas.
About to say, I'm always in the mood, pal. It's just the Christmas spirit. I'm struggling.
It is wild today around the office.
Yes, it is.
Like the vibe around here today... Definitely feels like Christmas Eve. Like, there's no question.
Like, we're the kids, the parents are busy doing something else, and we're just ready to open them presents.
Yeah, it feels like we've all already checked out and gone home. Like, it definitely already feels
like
that.
Last time I looked, we still got about 4.5 hours
we
of
do.
This bad boy.
We do.
So.
Speaking of which, let's get into this quarterback discussion. So, today we found out from Dan Quinn that Josh Johnson is going to start, Let's hear the announcement from DQ. Josh Johnson going to start. Sam Hartman going to be QB3, but here's DQ earlier today.
Thought I'd give you some clarity on the plan at quarterback. As we got through the week, Josh Johnson will start. Jeff Driscoll will be the backup. And we're also signing Sam Hartman to the 53. He'll be the emergency third.
I just truly don't understand that. I truly don't get it. And you can pick... You know what, Linnell? I'll let you start. What angle do you want to look at? Because for me, I truly don't understand how Hartman is QB3, but where do you want to go?
I think it's a bigger picture issue that I have. And maybe this is me nitpicking or trying to create a story inorganically. I watched every snap of this team in preseason, and so did they. It's their job. How in the hell did they land on Josh Johnson being the third quarterback? He's awful. How have you been in the league for damn near 15 years? You didn't even have 2,500 passing yards. He is a professional backup, a professional scout team quarterback. Now, that's my first issue, is I don't like that he's the guy. I understand why it wasn't Driscoll, because Driscoll wanted to compete for backup jobs this year. Totally get it. But damn. I would have rather, like, Trace McSorley or something. Give me somebody that's got familiarity with the system. Give me Nate Sudfeld. I'm kidding. I don't want Suds. But, like, their choice of him didn't make a whole lot of sense. And then we've talked about this on several different shows. Like, I don't know. It's a waste of a practice squad spot, in my opinion, for Sam Hartman.
That's where I want to start with Hartman, because to me it makes no sense. And... What
part makes no sense to you, though?
The fact that he's there and he's not going to get an opportunity to play, or he's not going to play. One, that either is an indictment on Hartman, which it probably is, but he's just not very good. And he struggled in the preseason. Now he's coming off surgery, and I tend to think he's more of a gamer than he is a practice player, because, frankly, if you watch him in training camp, he's not very good.
You think he's a gamer?
He didn't play well this preseason, but the previous preseason when he wasn't injured, I think he played a little bit better. I think he's someone that plays better in games because... his ability is more geared to that. If you're asking him to look impressive throwing a football in practice, he's never going to do it because his arm strength is minimal for the NFL, right? So he's not going to look impressive there. But if you ask him to go out there and make some plays, he can run around, find some guys, create off schedule. He's a little Gardner Minshew-esque, right, in terms of those things. Not the arm strength.
Wow.
But the way that he's going to play the game as a gunslinger with no arm strength is ironic.
Yeah.
But that's kind of how he's going to be able to play.
A gunslinger with no arm strength.
But to me,
what
makes no sense is the idea that they've thrown around this week. And we'll hear from DQ a little bit more. Cliff talked about it yesterday. It's unfair for him. And I don't get that, because if they're going to start him in week 18, I can maybe more understand it. But is it more unfair that he didn't have reps and that he can't practice? Or is it more unfair that he's been on this team and seemingly everybody in front of him got hurt, and he may never make a start in the NFL because it's probably not going to happen outside of Washington? And you say, well, it's not really fair for him to start. Wouldn't you just rather start? I'd rather go out there and start and suck than never get the opportunity to start.
Maybe, and I heard Zabe and GP talk about this yesterday, and I totally agree with Zabe. Maybe he doesn't want to play.
I don't agree with that premise. I think Sam wants to play. I think he is a little bit frustrated by how this played out.
He should be.
And I think you will hear from Dan Quinn, who will play in a little bit, that maybe there's a chance that things get reevaluated for week 18 and maybe he plays with a full week of practice. I still think it's kind of stupid. He's been around. He's been there. I get that he hasn't maybe gotten the reps, but I don't think a week's worth of reps are suddenly going to make him a respectable starter in the NFL. But to your point about this with Josh Johnson and whether he should have been on the roster or not, I don't have as much of an issue with that because...
I would have rather had Cleveland Farrell.
Well, you get to that third quarterback spot, and it's dicey. Regardless, having a veteran that can kind of help navigate some of these things, I think is a good thing. Someone with a lot of experience, especially when you look at where they've been. I mean, they needed someone with experience to step in behind Mariota with the injury to Jaden. And he hasn't been good when he's played, but I don't know how many good quarterback threes there are in the league. But if you want to say they should be developing someone... well, that's where Sam Hartman should be. That's the role that you should be trying to develop a quarterback, because theoretically to me, when they got Sam Hartman last year as an undrafted free agent,
one of the highest paid.
Last year to me, what they were thinking is, okay, down the line, he can be our cheap backup for Jaden. Or, obviously, they have a friendship and there's familiarity and they work together and that's great. I'm glad he can help in the room. I still think if you're going to be a player, you should be able to play football. Like, that's kind of the whole point. If you're a coach, that's different. He's not a coach. He's a player. So, but to me, you should be trying to find somebody that can be your long-term backup or someone that you can develop into that role, because Marcus Mariota might leave as early as this offseason.
And then what are you going to do? Jeff Driscoll, probably. But it's a bigger picture issue for me. I am starting to genuinely question. You could throw Sam Hartman in the bucket with Jazan Newton and Ben Sinnott.
Yeah.
Can we develop anybody? Honestly, I'm not saying that to sound like a jackass, but I'm being serious. Can we develop young talent here? Because I haven't seen it enough. And I know it's a year in, or 2 years in at this point. I'm checked out mentally, and I'd love this group as much as the next man does. The game is going to stink tomorrow. The season finale against Philly, and I want to get into that too as well. We had no problem when we were getting mollywopped by 21-plus points for 5 or 6 consecutive weeks, but we got a problem that a team went for 2. How about stop them? But my thing is this. The next thing I'm looking forward to with this team, the next event, is that end-of-season presser when it's Lance Newmark, Dan Quinn, and Adam Peters. I'm going to kick my feet up. I'm going to have an adult beverage. I'm going to eat a good meat, like a burger, not a rib. And I'm going to sit back and watch. Because they have to explain, one, what happened this year. And then, two, why should fans be bought into this product right now? Why should fans spend their hard-earned money on this? We look like a bottom feeder right now. And I get it. Injuries, injuries, injuries. But at some point, you have to be able to field a roster. And I know next man up is really a military term because all those train service people are legitimately next man up. But, like, we saw it in the preseason. Our backups aren't good. This floor of this roster is not good enough, and they've got to do something about it, point blank.
800-636-1067, talking about the quarterback situation going into tomorrow's game on Christmas. Sam Hartman going to be the emergency quarterback 3. Jeff Driscoll just showed back up in town. He's going to be the backup. Josh Johnson starting. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Is it a bad look for the Commanders that Hartman can't even get on the field? He's not even going to serve as the backup. And should they be starting somebody else tomorrow against the Cowboys on Christmas? It's Toby and Linnell in for Grant and Danny on Christmas Eve on The Fan.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Happy Christmas Eve. It is Grant and Danny. Toby Altizer, Linnell Willingham sitting in for the guys today on Christmas Eve. Grant will be back on Friday, the day after the Commanders game, alongside you, Linnell, to break down the game. But right now we're talking about tomorrow's quarterback situation. Marcus Mariota ruled out. We kind of expected that. Josh Johnson starting. I think we kind of expected that. Jeff Driscoll will serve as the backup. Sam Hartman will serve as the emergency third quarterback after he was signed to the 53-man roster. Here was Dan Quinn a little bit earlier today talking about that decision to make Sam Hartman QB3.
Yeah, we just thought as we're going into it, didn't get a lot of team reps as it went, John, and when you're, kind of going through the season as the four. So we thought Jeff would add a different dimension to us, and next week we'll play out differently. So that was what we decided was the best thing this week on a short one, but everything's open. That's what we discussed with Sam as we head into next week's game.
So it sounds like he's leaving open the possibility that he starts in week 18. Thoughts on that?
Their handling of the quarterback position all year long has been quite laughable at times. What does he get? I mean, I guess you want to get him some game reps, but that's what the preseason's for. I don't get the benefit of playing him in week 18. I don't see the point in it.
So if you're looking at it from a guy that's been around with the team for 2 years and giving him an opportunity because of the way the season has played out, I'm on board with that. Because that to me is what this game, what the next game could be, right, is that opportunity to finally make an NFL start. When, look, let's be real. The amount of guys that are undrafted in his position that don't end up ever getting to make a start, it's not a lot, right? There's not a ton of guys that ultimately get that chance. So for him to be in this spot, to have a chance to make a start, I think is really, really cool. But he's not going to do it this week. They're leaving open the possibility to kind of give him that experience next week, understanding that that might be his only chance to ever start an NFL game. But I think the bigger question that you kind of alluded to last segment is, what is the point?
Can I tell you why he's not going to play next week? I'm just going to put the cat out of the bag. And why they need to be playing the best quarterback possible, which is Jeff Driscoll. There are incentives that guys can still hit, and Deebo Samuel is one of them. He needs a certain amount of catches this week to get a big-time bonus. If I was Deebo, I would not want Sam Hartman playing. I would want the best quarterback playing. Well, they should want the best quarterback playing. You can get him reps in the preseason. This is not the time to play him. My whole bit with Sam Hartman, I'm not mad that he wasn't the starter and that he wasn't in line to be the starter. He's clearly not ready. They tell you every chance they get that he's not ready. He hasn't made this roster yet on cut down day. He gets cut. He's got to cut twice.
Yeah.
So there's clearly something not there with him. I think what you said in the opening segment is exactly what their thought process is and what it should be. First of all, we know it. Development's not linear. Sam Hartman, when they signed him to that pretty lucrative UDFA contract that he got last summer, the thought was maybe in 4 years he can be Jaden's backup. 3 to 4 years. I wonder how much his timeline gets set back when you have offseason shoulder surgery the way that he did. So, but my point is, I just don't think he's good. Like, I don't see what they see in him.
Well, and that's the issue I run into. And that's kind of the big discussion here for me is I don't like their reasoning for why they're saying he's not playing. And if that's true, what they're saying, so let's take them at their word for a second. If it's true that they think it's unfair for him to start not having a week of practice, I somewhat get that, but that's also a stupid excuse to me because he might never get a chance to start. And unless they're saying he's definitely starting week 18, then maybe you can throw that in the trash. But the bigger thing for me is if I don't take them at their word and I read between the lines and say, oh, they think he stinks and they don't want him to play for the rest of the guys on the field, or they just period don't think he's an NFL quarterback,
yeah,
then what exactly is he doing here?
So you want to have – every team's going to have a developmental guy on their practice squad. He is the guy that they chose. I just think they chose a terrible guy. That's my point. And – the money that they gave him, I don't know exactly where it ranked, but it was amongst the highest for UDFA quarterbacks when he signed here last year. There's something there that they like. I think they're trying to get someone on their practice squad that can have a mastery of the system. That's why I think the continuity within the coaching staff is important. But at some point, like you're saying, he's got to be able to go out there and do it. I just don't think he's anywhere near ready for that. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. My whole thing is like this idea of, I heard JP say, well, he organizes offensive team dinners and whatnot. Well, make him a team mom then, if that's the damn case. Can he play or not?
Well,
and I know he can't play.
That would be my thing. Is there some sort of role that you could put him in that he's still part of the quarterback room, he's still part of the offense, but he's not on the roster, taking up a practice squad spot, now taking up a 53-man roster spot? I get it's at this point in the season, what guy are you going to keep that is that big of a deal? I understand those things, and you could say, well, yeah, I get all those. There's a lot of guys. There are going to be sometimes throwaway roster spots. I get that. But for a team that is still trying to figure out some of these back-end roster spots for the future, well, you found one that is not, and that's Sam Hartman, because you're not even willing to start him on Christmas when he's been here for 2 years, and all your other guys are gone. And if you wanted to say that, they could have also saved this a lot of time, right, and said, Josh Johnson's been QB3 all year, and so he's going to still be QB3 ahead of QB4. They could have said that. That's how the depth chart has been all year. There's nothing wrong with that, by the way. But for them to say it's unfair and those sorts of things, I just don't know. I don't think it's a great look for them that you've had this guy in the building for 2 years and you haven't been able to work with him enough to get him to a spot where you feel comfortable putting him on the field.
Well, sometimes, I mean, I know a lot of times when there's failed development, we a lot of times blame the teacher. I think this one might be on the student. I just think Sam is not good.
Well, so in that case,
his jawline is stronger than his arm.
It might not be on the student. It might be on the guy who brought the guy in.
Oh, you're talking about one Adam Peters?
Because to
me, Mr. Never Look Sleepy because I don't go out on the road and scout guys?
Well, I'm not going to say that.
I'm joking, obviously.
He has to. You're still trying to find back end of the roster kind of guys to go forward. Because to me, you're in a spot now where some people will still go, oh, Ron left the cupboard bare. Well, you've had two off seasons now. You've had two off seasons to get things figured out. You talked about the depth not being there with some of the injuries that have popped up this year. Not even going to pretend that they haven't played a role. I think they've played less of a role than some people make it out to be, but they have played a role in this season and how it's gone. But this is an opportunity for you to try to find some guys. That's what the practice squad can be for, is developing guys later on that can be a part of your 53, that can serve in bigger roles. And I think they missed on this one. If you've gotten this guy to be here for almost two full seasons and you still can't trust him, then you've kind of failed the point. If the whole thing is that he's best friends with Jaden, that's awesome. Find another spot for him.
Are you saying like you wanted him to play over Josh just so you could see what you have?
Might as well.
But you know what you have. You watched him extensively throughout the preseason. Now, I guess there's a significant jump you can make in development from August to January. So I get that. But realistically speaking, how much better do you think Sam Hartman's got? He's running the other team's offense Monday through Friday.
Did you get to cover this team when Heinicke was there? I can't imagine.
My first training camp, I got to watch Carson Wentz throw balls into the dirt and Taylor Heinicke.
Heinicke was an impressive practice player.
Dude. I tell the story all the time. My first NFL training camp I covered was the Carson Wentz year. So Wentz, Heinicke, and Sam Howell. Sam Howell looked like the best guy on the practice field every day because Wentz is throwing balls in the dirt. Heinicke literally couldn't throw the ball 40 yards.
So I'm not saying they're the same guy because Heinicke clearly showed that he could actually be an NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
Even if he's not a great NFL quarterback, he could play at this level. I don't know that Hartman can. I go back to this all the time. Hartman is not a practice guy. So I'd like to see him in a game. There are some guys like that.
But think where this is where I'm starting to get like maybe frustrated with the conversation, I guess is the best way that I would put it. What do we really expect out of a third string second year quarterback that was undrafted? Like we rag on the kid because he's not very good. I think what folks are annoyed at, maybe I'm folks, everything that's relevant with him has nothing to do with football.
Correct.
And I think that rubs some people the wrong way. Maybe I am some people.
I'm just frustrated by the handling of this. To say that it's not fair, I think, is so stupid. I think that's ridiculous.
I think Dwayne Haskins' first career start came on Thursday Night Football versus the Vikings. Did it not?
I'm not sure.
But that's a young guy getting a start on a short week, just to give an example. But like, I don't know. The more and more I've gotten to think about this, because I think what the bigger picture is with this, I think we're just looking for another dagger to throw at Adam Peters. Maybe. I think that, like, in reality, that's what this feels like, is we're looking for another dagger to throw at AP.
I think the bigger discussion here, then, at the quarterback position is, I don't think we have to have a Jaden discussion here, but going forward.
You should be playing.
Well, that's another discussion that we can have. And if you want to hop in, 800-636-1067. But Marcus Mariota has a real chance to go somewhere else this offseason. And next segment, we can look through some of those teams.
Yeah.
But you end up in a spot where if Mariota decides, which, by the way, this past offseason, he wanted to start somewhere, and it just didn't work out, so he ended up back here. If Mariota ends up somewhere else starting, who's going to serve as your backup? And I get that you're going to have a whole offseason to figure those things out.
I would assume it's Jeff Driscoll.
Do you feel great about that?
Look, it's so crazy because it feels like it was so long ago. Like, Jeff Driscoll was the second best quarterback we saw in preseason last year.
Yeah.
Like, he was better than Mariota was.
Yeah, but Mariota fits perfectly with what they're trying to do.
He does. He does. I get it. But Jeff also has that skill set. Like, Jeff can move. Jeff can boogie. Like, he's a mobile quarterback.
But that goes back to, again, just the roster construction. Mm-hmm. And again, it's kind of funny when you just take a step back of where we are today,
nothing
Christmas
makes
Eve,
sense.
Versus where we were Christmas Eve last year. Last year, we're talking about a playoff run. Today, yeah. We're talking about whether the fourth quarterback should be on the 53 and starting. That's the discussion we're having today. Makes you want to punch yourself in the face.
Literally.
And just slap yourself and say, what the heck are we doing? But that's where we're at. But I do think the bigger discussion is roster construction for next year. Josh Johnson, I don't need him back. I don't. Whether it's quarterback three, I'm good. But if they're so eager to have Sam Hartman as a part of this football team, you've got to find another spot. Because it can't be taking up a practice spot.
But if you give up on him now, the last 2 years, like, I would disagree with you there. I need him back on the practice squad next year because, like, we're already in too deep at this point. I've already wasted all this time on
you. If you've already dropped two and you're not willing to go to him, then when are you going to be willing to go to him? When he's the fifth quarterback?
How much does the shoulder surgery thing play into, like, his development curve?
I don't know. But,
I would have to think it has some impact.
We're end of December.
Well, yeah.
That happened in the summer. Like, if you're still not willing to play him, then I want the whole point to me of having a practice squad quarterback is so that I can feel like I can develop him in something. If Sam Hartman's whole reason of being here is because he's good in the room, well, then don't have him here as a player.
I think that's what we're choosing to highlight because that's what we hear. We don't get to see him play. We don't get to see him practice, so we can only go off of what they say.
So that's why I want to see him play.
It's too early. I think it's too early to give an indictment on what his ability may be. If we're being fair, and I know I just bashed him 5 minutes ago.
Think about this,
but
though,
like, if we're being real,
Marcus Mariota could be out the door. It's a very realistic possibility.
There's no chance Sam is ready.
Well, I'm not saying he's going to serve as the backup, but are you willing to bump everyone up a spot
and have him be QB3?
Yeah,
and
there's no chance they
two plays
are.
Away.
There's no chance they are. So this offseason, they're going to need to find somebody. I don't think it'd be the stupidest thing in the world to draft a guy in the sixth or seventh round just to be the backup.
No. Oh no.
Just to be a backup?
There is no chance in holy blue hell that I am wasting one of our few precious draft picks on a guy that's not going to contribute. Adam Peters, I know you listen and you're riding around. You're probably at Toys R Us, Kmart doing the whole bit. You better not draft a quarterback.
How important is the backup quarterback position?
We have no picks. That would be organizational
malpractice. How important is the backup quarterback position?
I know you drafted Jake Moody. It would be Ron Rivera level of malpractice if they drafted a backup quarterback.
I'm not saying you're drafting him in the third round.
I don't want to draft him at all.
Day.
For him to, I was going to make a joke about how Kay Medrano can't get any defensive snaps. I'm going to draft a backup in the sixth round for him to never practice?
Can I make a joke real quick
Please
before we're
going
to break? I want them to draft Jalen Daniels out of Kansas. So we have Jaden and Jalen, and people have the hardest time figuring
People already call Jaden Jalen. It's not like he was offensive rookie of the year and put the team
it's
on his
like
back.
It's not like he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league or anything.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about the quarterback situation. Again, we're slapping ourselves in the face here thinking, what the heck are we talking about on Christmas Eve 2025?
Can I throw a total...
Arguing about Sam Hartman and Josh Johnson.
Can I throw a total wrench in the show for when we come back?
Yeah.
Based off of the injury report, there is a commander who I believe has played his final home game here in D.C.
Well, there's a tease. We'll talk about it next. You're on Grant and Danny on The Fan.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's a perspective thing. Check on your perspective when halfway through that segment, talking about QB3 and QB4 and practice squad and undrafted quarterback. That's what we're talking about. But that's the reality of where we're at, Linnell. Toby Altizer, Linnell Willingham sitting in for Grant and Danny today. Before the break, though, you had teased that looking at the injury report, there might be a guy that has played his final game in Burgundy and Gold. Who are you talking about?
May have. I know for sure he better have played his final game in Burgundy and Gold. I don't think he, talking about De'Ron Payne here, out for tomorrow. Tunsil's out as well. Washington can save $17 million against the cap if they part ways with him. I think it's going to be similar to John Allen last year. You try to find a trade partner. You're probably not going to get a trade partner. And then you just end up parting ways. So I know some people were kind of, you know, anti getting rid of De'Ron Payne because they're like, well, who are you going to replace him with? People have said, well, I'm not in the business of giving away good football players. Adam Peters, your pick is on the clock. It's supposed to be Jazon Newton time.
Well, here's the issue. Good football player, De'Ron Payne, is that.
Yeah, he's all right.
But it only pops up a couple of years. Every other year. Every contract year. I don't see it all the time.
Yeah.
And so for me, I think he's played well this year.
He's done a decent job stopping the run.
I'm good.
I'm also.
Like, I'm good. And to your point, this to me was some of the frustration with the way that AP handled this offseason. I like to use the baseball analogy on this, but you blocked two guys that were supposed to play meaningful roles for this team this year with the moves you made. We'll start with the O-line. Brandon Coleman should be playing. I don't know where, but Brandon Coleman should be playing. He was one of your top 100 picks last year, and now he's been relegated to the bench. I'm glad that he's good depth. I'm glad that he is. I can't spend a third-round pick on a tackle that might potentially turn into a guard on depth. That's a spot that's supposed to be helping you in the third round. If he's a fifth rounder, fine. But a third rounder, I think, needs to be playing. You look on the D-line. It's the same thing at tackle, right? You drafted Johnny Newton to play. You didn't draft him to be a rotational defensive tackle, and John Allen leaves the building. So now it's supposed to be him and De'Ron Payne. Then you signed Kinlaw. And I've obviously been loud saying that I didn't like the Kinlaw signing, but Johnny Newton's got to get on the field. You don't draft that guy where they did for him not to be playing more than 35% of snaps.
Once they got the medicals on him and it was revealed that he needed another foot surgery, you shouldn't have drafted him, period.
Correct.
Why are we drafting damaged goods?
Correct. And that to me is the issue, is did you know that he was injured?
You had to have.
Okay. So then when you drafted him and he was injured and he wasn't able to develop, you don't get that pass.
No, you don't.
Did you not know he was injured? Well, that's a problem too.
Everything is a problem, Toby.
So ending up in a spot where you drafted a guy that was a luxury pick of sorts, best player available at a position that you had some depth, that high, that was supposedly a first-round talent, where the heck has that first-round talent been? I haven't seen it. And is that an issue with the player, is that something you can't develop?
Here's the newsflash. When you have surgery on both of your feet and you're a explosive defensive lineman, some of that athleticism gets zapped away. He's never going to be explosive. You know what their number one problem is right now with Jazan, dude? What they're talking about in the building? Get off. He's not firing off the ball fast enough because he's lost his explosion because he's had double feet surgery.
Yeah.
He's damaged goods. Next. That's how I feel about him.
Ben Standing going to join the program next.
Oh, this should be good.
Substack, want to get his thoughts on some of the discussion we've already had and get you set for the Commanders and the Cowboys coming up on Christmas tomorrow. Toby Altizer, Lino Willingham filling in for Grant and Daniel. Christmas Eve on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays. sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.